Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and joining me, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave.
Steve, good to see you.
Dr. Jill Hubbard is in the studio also, and we are glad that you're with us. And I'm telling you, the year, it's almost over. Oh, my goodness. And we can't stop it. It's just happening. So if you have not supported this ministry yet, we're just asking you, reminding you, time is running out and we need your help more than ever before. So please, if at all possible, help us stay on the air. Help us be here for you, if at all possible. You can do that simply by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And when you do, you're not supporting a ministry that's helping people feel better. You know, we've said it many times. We actually kind of think, you know, maybe it's better to feel bad, so bad that you want to change. And so we want you to go from looking for things that are feeling good to feeling good about yourself. We love our Club New Life members. And Dave, you and I recording a brand new teaching on marriage. And the only folks that get that are the ones that are listening to the CD that we send out every month. It's a special, very, very special teaching on marriage. If you are not a member of Club New Life, there's so many great benefits, our video library, things like that. But also, we just do some teachings just for those who are part of the club. So please, please call us if you want to be part of Club New Life. And now, let's go to the phones and talk to Elizabeth from Ashland, Oregon, listening and watching on NRB. Hi there, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, good. I appreciate you, your program, and I thank you for taking my call. I have had a marriage of a very long time, almost 50 years, and I've discovered recently that my husband may have a certain kind of brain injury that was sustained from his family's abuse and different things. And so I'm wondering if it's possible to help him wake up his conscience.
Help him wake up his conscience. Are you saying that he's doing things that go against his normal values and it's a result of a brain injury?
Well, he was severely abused and from a very early stage and learned to lie and just to survive. He and his younger brother had to live a life of pretense and whatever for 15 years. And he's carried that into our marriage, even though we both became Christians about, 30 years ago. He still lies and deceives and doesn't want to be accountable and that kind of thing. And so I look at him not only as, a perpetrator, but also as a victim from all the things that happened to him when he was a child. And so I love him very much, but I can't abide the lying anymore, and I don't know how to make it stop.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you called.
The answer to your question is yes, well, something can be done.
Yeah. We'll give you some help right after this. You are listening to New Life Live, and we're glad that you are. Hold on. We'll be back right after this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop, your phone calls. Can't do it without you. And really glad that you're with us today. So we're talking with Elizabeth. It's not easy with this guy, but, you know, she knows a lot of this is from childhood. What can she do? Dave, you already jumped in there and said there's hope.
Well, he's got to deal with what happened to him as a kid. He's still living as if he was in that kind of an environment, mm-hmm. even though realistically he's not. He has programmed himself to protect himself because he fears that it's going to continue to happen. And so somehow he's got to come to terms with what happened to him growing up to where he resolves it and puts it to rest. And even then it'll be something he'll have to work at in terms of being present in the here and now.
Right, because this has become a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And these are those defense mechanisms, as you said, Elizabeth, for his survival. But now they're archaic. He doesn't need them anymore. And now they become problematic to where, Elizabeth, you're seeing him as the perpetrator, this kid that was abused and had to survive. So, and you've lived a lot of years with this. I'm wondering how willing he is to get some help.
Well, we've gone to countless counselors.
Okay.
And either he's been able to charm them and explain how it's all my fault, or they've actually dropped him. And one of them tried to do EMDR with him, and I thought that would be successful. And even she actually moved out of the area, I think just because she didn't want to deal with him anymore.
Oh, no.
But I thought maybe the EMDR was helpful. Then on TV, they explained something about something called CTE. It was
CBT.
It was something about brain injuries. Well, his father beat him on the head and all kinds of things. Anyhow, I think he has that.
Mm.
And which means he actually has some kind of brain damage, I'm guessing, because he'll try to be a good person, and then he'll go into a tantrum mode and act just like a 2-year-old.
Well, let's solve one mystery for you, okay? And it's this. He can't change by himself,
mm-hmm.
right? We know that, correct?
Yes.
He's not going to wake up one day and it's going to all fall in place. By the same token, he can't change by charming, resisting, manipulating some kind of help or helper, right?
Yes.
Because not complying is just another form of trying to do it on your own.
Right.
So the goal for him, you see, is compliance. That's a big deal. A lot of people think that that's a sign of weakness, if I'm going to, you know, go along and comply. No, it's a sign of tremendous, tremendous strength. He doesn't have that yet. And you must not enable him to not have that. You can't go to a counseling session without saying, wait a second, hold on, it's happening again.
Mm-hmm.
He's manipulating this session, and I know that that's because he's afraid. But when we leave here, if this continues and he continues to talk about me, then nothing is ever going to change. And so you have to become brutally honest about how you feel. You can't just walk out.
Have you met my husband?
What you're saying is you're afraid to be honest about what he's doing. Is that right?
What did you mean by that, Elizabeth?
Well, I was first drawn to him because I had a daycare for two-year-olds, and he just fit right into my scheme of things, and I mothered him and did whatever, you know, for decades. But now it's getting to the point where he seems to be getting a little bit worse and more in your face and more talking behind my back and telling anybody I know how terrible I am. And I just can't abide that anymore.
Well, that's good, but that has to mean that when you're in that counseling session, you're telling the truth. Are you afraid for what he's going to do afterwards? That he's going to
shame
you?
I tell the truth. Absolutely.
Okay.
I absolutely tell the truth. When this one counselor said that he didn't want to see Ron anymore, I started crying, and he just sat there like a stone.
Okay.
It didn't affect him in any way.
So tell me what you're doing to help yourself in the midst of one of the most severe cases of stubborn resistance we've ever had on the program. So what are you doing for you? Are you going to any meetings?
Well, I've been listening to not just your program, but all the way back to Minerth and Myers. For all my life, I've tried to buy every book, read every book, use every self-help method known to man.
Modeling for him, modeling for him that you expect you're going to fix you on your own. See,
that's
kind of what that says. What's that?
Maybe I just need coping skills.
Well, you need a community.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like, let me just jump in here for a second. It sounds like, I mean, most of the time we say people need to go get help for their marriage, right? Because that's where the healing can take place. But it sounds like he was looking for a good parent, and you fit the bill.
It does. It really does.
And so you got this child that has become more and more unruly, and that I'm not hearing that his abuse is ever the topic of conversation. And I'm wondering how much you say to him about the fact that he was abused. You know, when he's doing the charming, when he's trying to make it about you, and to say, you know, it must have been so scary for you when you were a kid that you have learned to defend yourself so well.
What do you think about that?
Well, that I have not used that approach.
I mean, I think you have to go after the little boy. You're wanting him to be a man, but nobody sees the little boy. And until that abused child is seen and is allowed out of the closet, right, he can't really ever be the man.
We say nurture the little boy and call out the man.
Mm-hmm.
But the little boy, that's a real, absolute, real need that he has, it needs to be met.
And when he's lying to you, too, you have to let him know, remember, I am not like your parents. I know sometimes it feels that way, or whoever it was that abused him. I am not like your abusers. I don't play games. But sometimes it probably gets very confusing for you, and it feels like I am.
And I would get him back into EMDR because that therapist didn't leave because of him. They left for other reasons, even though it may have felt abandoning. But that's one of the ways that it can be dealt with effectively for him. He's got to do some work on his own too. But you both have to do some work. You both have to change.
Well, and I think maybe even what about doing a brain scan? Him getting a brain scan.
That
would rule out any of what you're fearing, the brain injury, but it would also look at the areas.
It also looks at what to do about it.
Yeah.
It's probably something.
But aren't you saying that he
doesn't want to since he's treatment resistant.
Do anything. But would he be willing to do something like that?
Like, would he be willing to take a medical approach?
He's willing. We live in an extremely rural area.
Yeah, you're going to have to travel.
We don't have a lot of opportunities of anything.
Right. So you would have to travel to a center that does that, and we have resources, referrals.
And don't you have some time where you can?
I would love to find out where he could get a brain scan, and he would probably submit to that because he just learned about this other CTE only this week. And he agreed that that probably is the case because he was also in Vietnam a couple of times and had a lot of bombs go off.
So he's got that as well.
Well, if he's
got a lot of PTSD, then.
If he's looking at that, and I think he's looking at a real source of hope here, he really does relate, and the taking the medical approach here.
That might be an inroad for you,
Elizabeth.
Yeah, it could
be the thing that lands you in the
Once
on
he
the
finds
ultimate.
Out, what can he do about it, though?
They'll prescribe a treatment plan.
There's treatment for it.
Yeah. Then they point you in the right directions because they really pinpoint the treatment that's needed. So since nothing has been working so far, we've got to look at a different layer of this. Right, get more information so that you guys can move in the right directions. It will include therapy, down the road. But at least starting here gives him something to start to hold on to that says, "Oh, this makes sense." Because someone like him, when he's defending, inside is a scared little boy, and he's hiding and is afraid, and so you've got to let him know. I see that you have been hurt. I want to come alongside you and help you. I'm not against you. You make me mad a lot of times, and I know that's you just trying to push me away because you get scared. But I want to come and help and us to figure this out together.
Okay. I hope that's helpful to you.
I will do that.
Oh, good, Elizabeth. Well, it's been a lot of years, so it's time to do something different.
Now, could you put me in touch with somebody who could tell me where we could get a brain scan?
You hold
yes,
on.
Yes, we
and
will.
We'll do that. You know, we've had Dr. Amon on the program before, and his clinics do.
He has several.
The brain scans around the country. I had mine done with him, and it's a trusted resource. We believe in it, and it's helped so many people just gain some insight as to, how healthy is my brain. Do I need to be worried? Do I need to be doing some things? And, brain is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you have limited brain power to begin with. So,
And it seems so untouchable or unreachable until Dr. Amon developed his whole approach.
Yeah, as he says, he discovered that, what he was studying, it was the only medical discipline that didn't actually look at the organ it was treating.
Right.
And so he started to take a look at it, and that's what he's been doing. But whatever you're doing, if it's not working, maybe it's time to consider doing something else. And we want to help you do that. You call us, and we'll find the best resource possible for you. In the meantime, let's just say you were abused as a child. Let's say you were sexualized early on. You were exposed to pornography. Lust started to well up inside of you early on.
Mm-hmm.
We have something for you. If you're a man, we've got every man's battle, and you can do that in January. If you're a woman, we'll help you with finding freedom, and that's in January. If you somehow got involved with a man that didn't have sexual integrity, we've got the Restore Workshop coming up in March.
And men can go to Finding Freedom as well.
Men can go to Finding Freedom, that's right.
It's for men and women.
If it's an addiction, if you're stuck, if you have shame, these are the kinds of things that we deal with in Finding Freedom. We want to help you. Call us. Maybe you just need a counselor. We could help you with that, too. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Got another caller coming up right here. Joe, you hang on. We'll go to you. We care about what you're going through. We wish you didn't have to struggle. We're struggling with you. We'll be back right after this. Hold on. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Christmas party last night. They went like, it was sad. I feel so sad. We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your phone calls. But first, let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, Steve, doing good. Can't believe Christmas is behind us.
It is.
Went by so fast.
Ahead?
Yeah, that means
what lies ahead?
That means the year end is getting really close. And that means if you haven't made those final year end gifts, I want to stand in line of all the people who are knocking on your door to say, remember us.
Yeah.
New Life is worthy of it. And I have a note. You know, a lot of the notes that come in are pretty impactful. And this one is, I call it kind of stealthy. It's a very nice, kind note, but there's a lot of good stuff in it. She addresses it to all the radio hosts specifically and to me and says, you are a great blessing to me and to many, many hurting, lost, heartbroken, stuck people. I was one. That's why I give to help you help others, as you have helped me with your wisdom, counsel, truth, and hopeful encouragement. Even your laughter. Please keep on doing what you're doing. I'm thankful for you And I and all you have taught me so much, and the truth is getting to me. I still have a ways to go in my recovery to take my life back. I hope to meet you one day.
Hmm.
And she's a Club New Life member, and she sent an extra $100 gift.
Aww.
Nice.
Wow.
So if you're a Club New Life member, I just challenge you to maybe...
You can still give beyond that.
Yeah, follow suit and make an extra gift. Maybe you can't give $100. Maybe it's $5 or $10. Maybe you could up your giving a few dollars each month. Maybe you could give $1,000 instead of $100 as an extra gift. Whatever you can do, we just want to say thank you. Club New Life is a special group of people. You guys have made this year phenomenal with all the new Club New Life members. And just God bless you for that. But we need some extra support. We got about 10 days to go here at the end of the month. No, we don't. We don't have that much time. We have about 4 days.
Yeah,
4 days to go here at the end of the month. And so time's getting short. Help us if you can.
Wish we had 10 days, right?
Yeah, with all there is to do.
Well, and people are coming through for us, and we're grateful for that. But the reality is we need more help. And we hope that, you know, something that we've done has blessed you in a way that you might want to bless somebody else. Help us help others in whatever way possible. If we get
enough giving, we're not going to see any changes to things on the negative side of life at New Life. If we get the giving that we're hoping for, we'll even see more and better things. But if we don't get enough giving, there could be some changes that we don't know what they are right now. But the vendors might get a little impatient and say, we can't do this. We're going to have to give up a radio station here or there. We don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
We want to make this broadcast more known to more people, to give more help, to let God do amazing work in more lives than we've ever seen before.
Absolutely.
It'd be nice to go in the other direction, right?
Amen.
Add stations.
Yes. Amen.
So, well, that's the
so that we
that
can reach more
goal.
People. Yes, that is the the unspoken goal.
But just to stay where we are is also a great, wonderful privilege for us that we're hoping for. And so if you can help us, call us 1-800 N-E-W-L-I-F-E. Anything else you want to say, Larry? Because, boy, do we ever need folks' help.
I think the only other thing I have to say is thank you. I can't express gratitude enough. We've had a lot of people who have given a lot of money through the year. And I know, as somebody listening to the radio station, that they're never happy. They're never satisfied. It's always more. And that's not our spirit. That's not our heart. Our heart is, and my passion is, having seen the changes in people's lives firsthand, people that I've come to know and respect and consider friends in many ways, I've seen their lives take such an amazing turn that I'm passionate and without apology willing to ask for support, because this ministry makes such a difference. It's unlike so many other ministries. And there's a lot of wonderful ministries out there. But there is nothing like New Life. Take New Life off the airwaves, and you know, who are you going to call?
Well, it'd be tragic.
It's not. Yeah, you won't get the kind of support, healing, wise counsel that you get from Dave and Jill and Steve and the other radio hosts. It's just going to be
missing. Well, I know that's what drew me in initially years and years and years ago, right, was listening to something that was so different that people back then weren't talking about in church. Right?
Absolutely. So
help us if you possibly can. And I really believe that your blessing will be so profound. God
multiplies
return
it
to you. And, and you're going to hear some story of somebody that just made this radical change. And you're going to know that was your support that did it.
There's that Old Testament principle that we are blessed to bless others. We're blessed to be a blessing. And if you just think about that, and if you have not yet made your first gift to New Life, now's the time. I mean, why not do it now? What a difference it will make. Not just because we're looking for help to finish the year strong, but because your gift is going to reach down and touch somebody in a way We're going to be able to present the things we present, do this radio program, and lives are going to be different. That's what this ministry is about. That's what we want to keep doing, and you can help make it happen.
Absolutely. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, when we come back, we're going to go to Joe. And Joe, thanks for hanging on there. But you are listening to New Life Live. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Let's talk with Joe from Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, thanks for holding on. How can we help today, buddy?
Thank you all. Childhood friend who I grew up with and have stayed close with all of these years is... heard some bad news from his wife maybe a week or two ago that she wants out of the marriage. And he's completely, you know, blindsided and devastated. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time with him over the past week, but I'm not a professional. And coming to you to find out, number one, how can I support him? And number two, what guidance can I provide as I walk with him through this?
Is she to
save the marriage, obviously.
Is she involved with somebody else? Is that the deal?
No. In fact, you're the probably fourth or fifth person that's asked me this question. No, she's not.
What makes you think that she isn't?
I don't think she's had the opportunity. I mean, they stay in the same house. And, you know, I think we have to take her at her word that she just has a problem with him. And it's not because of someone else coming between them. But obviously, you know, I cannot know that with 1,000% certainty.
Okay, right. So let's say that it isn't someone else. Then what in her mind was so horrible about him?
She has
him?
A problem with him?
Yes. I think, you know, and he's played a lot of it back to me. She's gone through some really bad times this year, number one, with a job change. You know, she had a lot of stress at the job she was going to, so she went to a different job, and I take it it's a better step for her, but she's also gone through a lot of therapy, you know, with the stress with that, and she said, you know, you just didn't support me in this time, and you didn't know how to support me, and, you know, you're not the partner that I thought I was marrying 9 years ago, so, yep.
Well, I wouldn't rule out somebody else, because just listening to what she's defined, I would suspect that if she was telling me that in my office, that she's interested in somebody else.
Well, we say that because women often don't leave until
they have somebody in,
until there's something else. Yeah. Yeah. Or that they're just so fed up.
Question too. She has a boyfriend. You know, my wife reacted the same way. And
women know.
My sister, the same statement, actually.
But here's the other thing. She's been going to therapy and getting help, and now she wants to leave her marriage. So I'm wondering, have they ever done any marital therapy together?
No. No, they have not. But they are going tomorrow night, and she says not for them, but for him.
Okay.
But I think that's a good
opening. That's okay.
I think, you know.
However you get them there together, I think.
Exactly.
Is good. And for him to not be defensive, this isn't about defending himself. And you know, you really stress that to him. It's about him understanding her. Because if you listen to what she's saying, you didn't support me through all of this. So she has some expectations, and they may not be realistic, right? She may be kind of an idealistic person, and he's just not meeting that. But at the same time, he needs to really practice hearing her. So it's all about understanding, you know, in a sense, and tolerating, you know, hearing how he hasn't been there for her and what she was needing. So in the session or now, it's kind of like he needs to be there for her now instead of defending the content of what she's saying. Well, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, if he gets into defending himself or
and making excuses
himself.
Because it's not about him, it's about her.
Yeah.
It's about how she feels with him. Because that's often how a lot of people, or why they leave, and why people have affairs, if that's even in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how they feel with the partner.
Yeah, I told him, and I'm guilty of this as anyone, that our women tend to, you know, they're screaming at us for what they want.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, we're unable to perceive. And I said, I'm sure she's been asking for something for a very long time, and you were just unable to hear it for whatever reason. And I think if she knows that you're finally able to hear it, there is chance. And I'm encouraged by her willingness to do this. I think even though she says that there's absolutely no chance. He's completely despondent, but after I talk to him and try to encourage him, you know, I tend to cheer him up, and then after they interact, he loses all hope again. But I think the number one thing he needs to do is keep hope and to keep, you know, to stay positive, persistent, and patient and work through this. But I think there is opportunity for them to get through this, and I hope he actually will take the time to call you.
Well, yeah, and Joe, women are less literal, and so we will say all kinds of things for emphasis, and, you know, what she's still telling him is that he hasn't been hearing her. When she says there's no hope, and she's telling him all the things that she doesn't like or the ways in which it's not going to work, that's also what she needs him to hear. Is that, it's been really bad for you. Wow, I had no idea you were feeling these things. Wow, you're really helping me to see now where I have missed you. And I just feel horrible that I've missed your heart.
That's the kind of response
he needs to
hear. That's the kind of thing she needs to hear. So even when she's telling him the worst news ever, he's got to somehow hear it. And move toward her and lean into her and support her in it.
Right.
Yeah, and I would be saying,
the counselor, and I don't have, you know, faith in this counselor because he found them from work, and I would appreciate maybe someone in your network maybe that I could refer to him.
We can connect
maybe that
you.
Would be a better long term solution.
And
I don't know, but I hope. Go ahead, please.
I think we should get them the book How We Love. Do you guys think that?
I have that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you one little tip for him, okay?
Okay, please.
Humble strength is a lot different than wimpy child. So
wimpy what?
Wimpy child.
Child.
child. Okay, sure.
So
humble
what
strength.
What he wants her to see in him at this point is a strong man who is humble and listening and willing,
mm-hmm.
not a whiny baby who wants his toys back.
Okay, great.
Do you see what I'm saying?
And
oh, I've been accused of the latter, believe me.
Okay.
So you get it.
So it has to be about him.
My partner tends to throw that on me, so I do get it.
Okay.
And one of the ways he shows that humble strength is by not explaining, not defending.
Yeah.
Right. He's not there to justify himself to this counselor. He's there to, this person as an intermediary to help.
It's a natural.
Maybe finally hear.
It's a natural male response, though, to explain and to defend, and he's got to resist that like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel they are better with a male counselor or a female counselor? Does that matter, or does it have any bearing on this?
I think at this point, because she's the one leaving, it's whoever she feels most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay.
She probably feels
and,
most comfortable with
a female.
And
I spoke to him this morning. They did not vet this counselor there. So okay. I do have some skepticism.
So one of the things is ask them if the counselor is versed in emotionally focused therapy for couples.
Emotionally focused therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a really good form of couples work that can be, I think, really helpful at slowing them down and getting them to focus kind of on one issue at a time and really hearing each other.
Hearing.
Emotionally focused therapy.
Yes, EFT. Yeah.
Okay. EFT. Great. All right. Well,
okay. Glad you called.
He's got a good friend in you, Joe.
Yes, he does. Joe, let us know.
And I'm going to send you, just our way of saying thanks to you, Every Man's Bible. I think you're going to love it. It's a great Bible for study and devotion both. And a lot of women say, it got my husband reading the Bible. All right, let's go to Lucy, Washington, D.C. Lucy, how are you?
Oh. Hi. I feel calm.
Hi, Lucy.
I've really been struggling for the past several months, probably for several years, actually. So I learned about New Life. I learned about your program, everything, at the end of I Can Only Imagine. The movie hit home for me because I grew up with a mother who was abusive. On top of that, so it really hit home for me. I've had a lot of anger. I'll be 48 this year. I've been angry for most of my life. My husband of 20 years left me at the end of August. But he left because of me. Yeah, I'm admitting that I have been very angry. I shut my husband out, and for 3 years we didn't talk really. We barely spoke.
Hold on, we're going to help you right after this.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Lucy. She's feeling horrible about having an angry mom, and then now she became this angry person in the marriage, and her husband has left. Do you want to start us off here, Jill?
Yeah, Lucy, so I guess I'm wondering where things are at now, but it sounds like in your marriage you really personified your mother.
It's funny because I made him, so I have never forgiven my mother.
Yeah.
There's another piece too. So I actually was sexually abused as a child.
Okay.
And there were some other things that happened. So I already had like unhealed issues. I never really trusted my husband. I was always afraid he would leave. I've been an awful person.
You've been a scared and hurt person that was acting out that pain.
I hurt him. Mm-hmm. Like, it was projection. There were lies. Like, I don't know if it was because I don't know if I was projecting myself onto him. And growing up, you know, part of the reason the movie touched me so deeply is just the stuff that, you know, Bart's dad would say about him.
Yeah, it's from the movie.
But here's the thing. In getting some counseling, you can figure out some of those mysteries of the past and put mm-hmm. the pieces together and all that. But you're going to have to move beyond that phase of your life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kicking yourself, understanding what you did, you know, taking all that responsibility, all of that. That doesn't move you to where life is going to be very different for you, good, amazing, spectacular for you. And that's what we want to help you do. Go ahead.
Well, right. It's part of the process, Lucy. I mean, I think it's good that you're admitting all those things.
Yeah.
And that you're seeing that you took on the role of your mom and you got your husband to experience maybe what you experienced as a child. Right?
Yeah.
And it makes sense why you would be so scared and not trust.
When he did things that triggered my insecurity or whatever, I just became,
Right? It's safer to identify with the abusive parent and become, you know, the strong one, right, than to be the one that's being abused. And most people that are abused, you know, go in one of two directions. But it's self-protection. So you're right. With our significant others, we do project all that stuff. And so you can own all that, but that's not a place to stay and live because then you're right back in the abuse, only you're the abuser to yourself.
Yeah, I'm at this point, the past few months have been rough. The other part of this is that we have two grown children together.
Okay.
I have a child. I got pregnant in college. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that I've got to forgive myself. I've got to get some help for, you know, the issues that I have because
yes, you do.
You know, being that abuse as a child, it really, the sexual abuse I'm not even talking about, the stuff with my mom, but that just left a mark on me. I have some problems like trusting, so I would have had issues trusting my husband.
Well,
right. So what are you doing to get help?
I actually went, I found a program. So I'm getting therapy and counseling for the sexual abuse.
Okay.
But so I made a decision a few days ago to really fully dedicate my life to Jesus Christ. I've never done that.
That's the beginning. That's amazing.
I want to be a different person. I can't fix.
Well, you want to bring Jesus into those hurt parts,
yes.
Right? And allow him to love you right where you're at. That's part of your story, but it doesn't have to be your whole story, Lucy. And I'm wondering, too, if you, I mean, you'd be a perfect candidate, I think, Steve, for the Finding Freedom workshop.
Absolutely. This is who it's for.
It's right in your backyard.
Yeah. And it's going to be close by. And it really helps to, it's a great adjunct to therapy. And especially just becoming a Christian, it'll really immerse you in the truth and give you a loving support community and really highlight the issues that you're struggling with.
We'd
love to have you join us.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a restoration Bible, and it really is going to help you restore. But you need somebody to work with you through it. That's the big headline of so much of what we do around here, is that you can't do it alone. You have to reach out. You have to get help and come alongside somebody else. It really is essential that people understand that. Otherwise, you're just continuing to do the same old stuff, set yourself up, and we want to see you get beyond just living in shame and mm-hmm. regret. It isn't the goal at all. So
we're so glad
hold
you
on.
Called.
What's that?
I said, we're so glad she called.
Yeah, we sure are. And you're making some bold moves, and I think there's a lot of hope for you up ahead for you. And anybody else, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we want to help you. We can do that, but you have to call us and let us hear your story, and then we can help you. We've talked about this Restoration Bible. If you're looking for a plan and a process and a path to get on, this is a great path. We've got the Life Recovery Bible. If you know somebody that's into 12 steps, or you are, that's the tool for you. Outside of 12 steps, this is the one. And so call us, let us get it to you, let us help you. That's what we're here for. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This workshop, Finding Freedom, I am just hoping and praying that Lucy is going to come, because this is what it's all about. It's about not being stuck with the same old routines and the same old process, getting the same old result. It's moving beyond it. It's going the extra mile, and the mile that leads to a future you've been looking for, not always either a U-turn or just going in circles or digging a rut deeper and deeper. This workshop is going to help you find that way out of whatever it is that's got you it's keeping you from being all that God wants you to be as an individual. But maybe this is the beginning of that path that saves the marriage before the person says, I can't leave with you anymore. We want to help you. Call us. Also, we need your support. It's year end, and whatever you can do to help us here to stay on the air, please do it. We want to be reaching more and more people, but we want to also just be there for you, and we can't do it without you. We've never been able to do it without you. The number, whether you need help or you can help us, it's the same number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. I know that God is going to bless you with a phone call. It's either you've humbled yourself to get the help that you need, or you've opened yourself up, and the generous part of your spirit is ready to help us help others. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God bless you. Going to see you next week here. Well, we'll see you tomorrow on Friday for more of New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.